A task force that's been reviewing Tennessee's sentencing laws is standing by recommendations for tougher penalties on some crimes. The question now will be what Governor Bill Haslam does with its report. After 10 months, the task force finally released a plan to reduce Tennessee's high rate of repeat offenders. For crimes such as burglary, drug trafficking, and domestic violence, that might mean more time behind bars. That suits the state's safety commissioner, Bill Gibbons.
We heard again and again from law enforcement about individuals who commit one home burglary, they're right back in the neighborhood within months, and we understood that concern.
The report also calls for setting firm release dates for all criminals. Right now, those decisions are left to the state's parole board, which is sometimes criticized for being too tough. The task force also says everyone who's released from prison should continue to have supervision afterward, even those who've served out their time. And the group wants to continue to support drug, mental health, and veterans courts. Shelby County District Attorney Amy Weirich says it's about reallocating priorities.
We got to make sure we're incarcerating the people that have proven to us that they can't follow the laws, and we need to make sure that those offenders that we can get help and keep them from reoffending, that we're providing them everything in a community that we can.
The recommendations are supposed to reach Governor Haslam's desk within weeks. He could use the report to launch new legislation, which state lawmakers will vote on next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.